Yesterday, Tiffany had said goodbye to Granny Aching. The iron wheels of the old shepherding hut were half buried in the turf high up on the hills. The pot-bellied stove, which still stood lopsided in the grass, was red with rust. The chalk hills were taking them, just like they'd taken the bones of Granny Aching. The rest of the hut had been burned on the day she'd been buried. No shepherd would have presumed to use it. Granny Aching had been the chalk country, its best shepherd, its wisest woman, and its memory. It was as if the green downland had a soul that walked about in old boots and a sacking apron and smoked a foul old pipe and dosed sheep with turpentine. Sheep's wool, jolly sailor tobacco, and turpentine had been the smells of the hut and the smell of Granny Aching. Tiffany only had to smell them now to be back there in the warmth, silence and safety of the hut. It was the place she'd gone to when she was upset, a fort against the world. And yesterday she'd stood there while the wind blew over the turf and sheep bells clonked in the distance. The chalk was her world. The land was in her bones, as Granny Aching had said. It was in her name, too. In the old language of the Nacmac Fegal, her name sounded like land under wave. "I've got to go away," she'd said, "to learn proper witching, but I will come back soon. I promise I'll come back better than I went. I've got to look after the hills like you did. I want to be as good as you were." A blue butterfly, blown off course, had settled on her shoulder, opened and shut its wings once or twice, then fluttered away.